Predestination, June 2014. I'm going to start with some definitions. In theology, predestination is the doctrine that all events have been willed by God, and when God wills something, it will be done. No. And I'll get back to that. John Calvin interpreted predestination to mean that God will eternal damnation for some people and salvation for others. Another definition: previous determination, as if by destiny or fate, an event or a course of events that will inevitably happen in the future. A third definition: predestination is a concept of the doctrine that because God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and completely sovereign — I'll touch on the word sovereign later — He, God, from all eternity, did, by the most wise and holy counsel of His own will, ordain whatever thing will come to pass. This definition comes from Ephesians 1, verses 11 and 12. Ephesians 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worked all things after the counsel of His own will. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Predestination is called religious determinism or predeterminism. Now I'm coming back to the word sovereign. The sovereign means, first definition, a monarch, a king, a queen, or another supreme ruler. Definition number two, a person who has supreme power or authority. Number three, a group or body of person or a state having sovereign authority. One that exercises supreme permanent authority, especially in a nation or other governmental unit, such as a king, a queen, or other noble person who serves as chief of state, a ruler or monarch, a national governing council or committee. People say God is in control, or that nothing happens in the universe that is outside of God's influence and authority. A king, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God has no limitation. In that last definition of God's sovereignty, I do not agree that God has no limitation. God cannot contradict His own will. People think that God can do anything. Not so. For example, God cannot lie. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, in hope of eternal security, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God cannot make a rock so big that He cannot lift it. You probably heard that question before. Can God build a rock so big that He cannot lift it? God cannot force you to love Him. God cannot commit sin. God cannot save you against your will. These are just a few examples of things that God cannot do. There's a lot of things that God cannot do, because it would go against His own thinking, His own truth, His own, you know, who He is. Now we come to free will. Predestination is also said to be the paradox of free will, whereby God's omniscience seems incompatible with human free will. We have the capacity to choose. If I ask you, do you want an orange or an apple? You can choose one or the other, or none, or you could ask for both. There are only those four possibilities. But you do have the choice. Did God tell Adam, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Yes, He did. Did Adam have a real choice to make? Yes, he did. Now, here's why he had the choice. If Adam did not have a real choice, then that would make God an evil person, or would make God evil. God would have made Adam sin outside of Adam's capacity to make that decision. In other words, Adam would have been a robot. And everything that has been going on in this world, that is going on now, and that will be going on in the future, is a big farce. And all this time spent on the planet would have been for nothing. But think about it. We're not robots. God gave us a will to choose, and we do choose. One day, I heard a Calvinist say that he got up saved one day. Can you explain that to me? I have questions for Calvinists. Are your children saved? Why do you preach since God has chosen you and not another person? Have you been pre-selected to salvation but not me? I'm not a Calvinist. Have you been preordained but not other people? What makes you so special but not me? How then can I be saved? Maybe I cannot ever be saved because God did not choose to save me. It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. Nowhere in the Bible are the law said to be predestined to be saved. And the reverse also is true. What does Paul say? In Romans 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. The firstborn there is Jesus Christ. Verse 30, moreover, who he did predestinate, them he also called, and who he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. Now, that's a big, big, big issue in Calvinism, because they say, see, God did all these things ahead of time, but remember, there's a big word in there, says, for whom he did foreknow. So God knew before you were born that you would believe, but God did not force you to believe against your will. And he didn't force you to be saved. That's that foreknowledge of God. That's different than God made you do something. He didn't make you do something. He already knew that you were going to be saved. And therefore, because you have been saved by believing what Christ did for you, then he predestinates you to be conformed to the image of his Son and all the other things that God wants you to be. The same in Ephesians. Ephesians 1 verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. God has predestined us, meaning that he would like people to be saved. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, it is the will of God that everyone will, should be saved, or could come to salvation. But at his will, like, you will a lot of things in your life. I wish I had a big limousine, whatever. But that doesn't mean you're going to get it. So you'd like to have a house or, a car, different things. But that doesn't mean you will ever get them. You're working toward it. Or maybe you're just foolish and you believe in things that you never get. As an example, let's say that you want to drive to New York City. You plan the trip, you get some road maps, and you trace the course. So New York City is your destination. This is the meaning of predestination. You before predestined something, so you predestined something. But will you get there? I don't know the answer, but you plan to get there. So that's a destiny. You want, I know it's wrong to say there is a destiny and you can't avoid it. That's not right. That's, the Bible doesn't support that ever. Now I want to mention a very good source, the Berean Call. For many years, one of the best sources of information on Calvinism has been Dave Hunt, who died last year in 2013, with his ministry, which is thebereancall.org. You can search his website on many topics. I didn't know he was dead, but look at his website to give you the reference, and it was showing there that he was born in 1926 and he died in 2013. Now, in all this, you know, what I'm trying to do is simply to show that people really have a choice. So don't be a burden by people who say, well, you know, God chose me because I'm special. No, you're not special. You're just like everybody else. Otherwise, you know, only Calvinists would go to heaven? I would not want to be in heaven with Calvinists only. No way. In general, Calvinists tend to be intellectual, which is good. You know, people have mental capacities, they can use them. But their old base of predestination is a misunderstanding. I know the dictionary definition, which I looked up, none of them said anything about, oh, you want to go somewhere, so you have a destination, so you predestined to go somewhere. But, you know, they use the theological argument of predestination as God will something and it will happen. Okay. But that's not right. See, God never wants you to sin, but God does not make you sin, which is the same thing. It's the same argument, really. If God doesn't force you to sin, and God forbid that you do sin, then he also does not force you to be predestined to salvation, because it's incorrect. You know, the language does not allow wordplays like that. But people do all the time. They say, see, you know, and I've quoted some verses there that seems to point that, hey, God already predetermined you to be saved, and that's your destiny, you know, predestination, predestiny. Okay. And it's wrong. It's completely wrong. The only way to be saved is very simple. Is to believe how Christ died for your sins. That he was buried, and 3 days after, he rose again. That's it. Have a good day.